The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, leading into the finals weekend and leading into a big weekend of netball news as well on this podcast. Changes for Rhinos, changes for Mavs, and in Australia, the fallout from the decision to move the grand final as well. Those semi-finals end. Thunder v Bath, 6:30 tonight at Bellevue, and Lightning v Pulse, 8:00 tonight, live on Sky Sports and on their YouTube as well. Last round it was Mavs v Bath. Player of the match went to Layla, and both Anna and Kat spoke to Gail from Sky afterwards.
We're in a really different position to last year, and almost we've got nothing to lose with this, and that's quite a nice position to be in. Like, we're going to top of the table undefeated, and you know, we want to beat Thunder. That would be great. So the pressure's off, but we want to win, and we've got an expectation to do our best.
Layla, you are the player of the match today. And I just speaking to Layla, she said, yeah, that was good. We just needed that bit of confidence. Come through a tight battle and we'll be ready on the weekend. Is that how you felt too?
Yeah, to be honest, you know, we've put a real shift in the last couple of weeks. And I actually felt like there was a real commitment to applying the tactics and the game plan. And it was great in terms of to have those combinations out there and to see that impact in terms of those coming off the bench. And yeah, really proud of the squad. And yeah, like I said, we put an absolute shift in.
We saw a lot of changes. I'm imagining they were all worked out before. You knew exactly what you wanted to get out of that game. It sounds like you did get everything you wanted out of it.
We had some key objectives, and in terms of seeing we were talking about converting our given possession, okay? It's been way inconsistent, and actually we've been times where it's been prolific in quarters, and then there's time where it's been way below par. So that was a real focus for us today in terms of consistency across the four quarters and making sure that collective percentage was where it needed to be. You know, when you play against classy teams like Thunder, you have to make sure you're given possession is scored, and that was a real focus for us.
And timing of Asha's announcement, was that premeditated? Did you just want the girls and everyone involved in the club to know going into a really big week who was going to be boss next year?
The girls I've known for a while. It's a bit like in terms of my announcement. But yeah, great lift. You know, we're absolutely thrilled that Ash is going to be taking the reins in terms of next season. And yeah, but we are very much focused on this campaign. And you know, we wanted to finish strong. We knew Mavericks away was going to be tough. And really delighted in terms of that performance across the four.
And just finally, speaking to Layla, she said it feels really different this year. Like, the pressure's off. No one's expecting you to go out and necessarily beat Thunder. But hey, that's how we like it. That's how we want it. We're going to have a really good crack.
I think, to be honest, you know, gloves are off. You restart again and you're just looking forward to a great opportunity. And you can't take it for granted. Finals, you can never take for granted.
Kat, in it at half-time,
yep.
That third quarter, 5 goals. I mean, normally we hope to talk about team talks that have really positive effects. Dare I ask what you said to the group at half-time? Or did they just not do what you wanted them to?
No, the change didn't do what it wanted to do, and I think that Bath had changes as well. So we just weren't. Again, basic errors were killing us, and we had I think Inna had 3 shots, 6 out of 3 shots, and yeah, just wasn't good enough for us. The basic errors killed us in that third.
I mean, it's hugely frustrating for us to watch. I can't imagine the levels of frustration to coach.
Yeah, it is frustrating, but we all need to take responsibility for that. So, yeah, it's something to look at for them individuals and for us as a collective and from a coaching side as well.
A few hours later, it was then announced by Mavs that changes had been made to the pathway. Well, in the middle of the announcement, it was also announced that Cam's going to be taking over as head coach and Tamsin will also be joining as head of their strategic pathway. Changes at Rhinos too. Liana Liotta is taking over from Tracy Robinson. Liana told Rhinos how much she's looking forward to it.
Don't think it's sunken in just yet. I played on Sunday and still haven't time to think about the memories that I've created as a player, but definitely excited to step into this new coaching role and something that I'm very keen to do.
You've been coaching with the Roses. Yeah. How do you find that? Is coaching something you've really taken to?
I love my role. I think it's very technical and very specific. And, yeah, my time with the Roses have been amazing. And I think that's why I pursued more coaching, because it was just a taste that I really enjoyed.
What will a Rhinos team coached by Leanne Lewis look like, do you think? Have you thought about the style and how you will be playing?
Yeah, I've got so many ideas, but I know I need to be realistic and keep the small goals at task at the moment, but definitely to play with freedom and openness, to let the ball do the work, and just a hard work ethic and a never say die attitude.
You've met with Dan Busfield and some of the people behind the scenes. What influenced you to come to the Rhinos?
I think it was just the whole ethos around this club. I got to go see the history corridor and what I like, all the time and effort put behind there. And I think growing up in New Zealand, netball and rugby has always sit side by side. And I think the whole culture and family at first is what a big draw card for me.
What do the next couple of months look like? Obviously, there'll be some work with the Rhinos, also with Roses as well.
Yeah, so it's just trying to balance both. I go to Commonwealth Games with England as a technical coach, so that'll be full-time, but also just trying to get the recruitment starting and get people signed and eager to start next year, so that was the first thing on my to-do list.
We talked, didn't we, that you did play your last game, but you're not saying that.
I can't. I think I'm just the person that if someone was to ask me, I would put my heart on the line and say yes, but I will find something else. I think I could never stop playing sport. That's been my life for the last 20 years, so it will be hard to step away.
Let's get the thoughts now from Rhinos' Dan Busfield.
The board and the club have backed the move fully. We're absolutely delighted with the appointment. I think, first of all, in speaking to Leanna as an individual, as a person, it was clear her vision and sort of ethos around the club, the whole club. Obviously, her role is going to be regarding the netball entity, but she clearly shared the passion that we do for the club, the family environment that we bring across all the sports and the charity, the foundation. So, first of all, it was her as an individual, I guess, and then obviously getting into her netball experience, expertise. I think her qualities as an individual, they were clear to see through meetings and conversations with her, and through discussions with other people involved at the top level in netball, a coaching expertise, particularly on the technical elements of the game, speaking to other individuals involved, current players playing at a high level. I think it was clear that I feel we've made a fantastic appointment, and she clearly shares our vision in terms of taking the club forward.
You mentioned there some of the players that she's worked with. Obviously, she's worked with Jade, our captain. Did you chat with Jade? What did she say about Leanna and working with her?
Yeah, I think part of the process, it would have been sort of remiss of us not to have spoke to clearly our captain and the most capped England player. She couldn't speak highly enough of Leanna in terms of what she's seen and what she's brought to the England setup. And obviously, I'm sure she'll bring those same qualities and passion and expertise to the role with the Rhinos. I think it fits well. We're a young franchise. We're only 2 years old, in effect, with only one season playing with our great crowds across the county. So I think it fits really well that we can develop and grow together. Again, we've got a young team in essence, and when we've discussed certain things around development of players, but also coaches within the Super League setup and the pathway and bringing the two closer together, I think Leanna shares the same vision as we do with those elements as well.
Just looking back at the last season, obviously we've come to an end. How do you reflect on that? What are some of the highlights?
I think there's been some real positive sort of movements along the season. I mean, firstly, I'd like to thank Tracy Robinson for her efforts this year. Essentially, Tracy came in late in the day, and I think she's done a fantastic job and definitely left me and the wider club with some specific ideas around how we could develop going forward. And she's willing to share those in conversations with Leanna in terms of like a handover period. So you know, she's done a massive effort for us this year. And I think actually overall, there's been some clear highlights across the season in terms of the franchise playing two big games at First Direct Arena with the great crowds that got behind us there. You know, I'm sure we've shown that the people across Yorkshire want netball in the county. And again, likewise with the sponsors, you know, I'd like to say thank you to the sponsors getting behind the new entity of netball. And I'm sure they've seen the value and the growth in women's sport and in netball in particular. It's been fantastic to see the crowds get behind us in all the venues. You know, we've been on the road as such, Sheffield, Hull, Leeds, as you said. So it's been fantastic to see the local communities, I guess, and clubs from those areas getting behind the Rhinos franchise. As we've said always, you know, we are Leeds by name, but we're the Yorkshire franchise, so we want to embrace everybody across the county. As I said, we know there's the appetite there in terms of playing, and I think we've seen the start of the conversion to spectators, and we want to see that grow and grow. So, I think there's bigger and better things to come from us in terms of the match day spectacle and wider things going forward. So, yeah, very positive going into 2023.
What next? What's coming up over the next few months, and how does it look for our franchise? What happens in the off-season?
In the off-season, there's obviously going to be a lot of planning. Obviously, Liana starts today. There's a lot to do. She's got a long list of jobs in front of her. I'm sure we'll give her time to settle in, but clearly player recruitment, retention, also working right across the club. As I mentioned previously, you know, the pathway is really important with us. So working closely with the pathway, looking at the setup there and, you know, how we can take things forward, improve things across all areas. So yeah, there's going to be plenty to do in these next few months before the season kicks off again.
Great week. England netball officiating have been celebrating important milestones in the careers of those of Team White. Leila Gusketh has been named Player of the Season, Karen Gregg Coach of the Season, and Storms Proskovia has won Golden Shot of the Season as well. We've got news of another netball podcast to add to your list. Look out for Courtside, the official England netball podcast with Lindsay Chapman. Busy netball summer ahead. She's going to take you right inside the squad. Lots of guests on the way as well. Looking forward to hearing those episodes.
Hi, this is Shani Layton, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Well, to Australia here on The Netball Show with Flyhawk, the decision has been taken to move the final to Perth. The Netball Australia CEO, Kelly Ryan, explains.
It's a decision that we absolutely haven't taken lightly, but the reality is Netball Australia is in a really difficult financial position. It has been a difficult financial position for a number of years, but it has certainly been exacerbated on the back of 2 years of COVID. And this is a third year of COVID as well. We can't sit here and pretend that COVID has gone. It's still continuing to have a long-lasting impact on our business, which means that's on our sport as well. So we really have to look at all opportunities to shore up the finances of this sport, and this is one of those that has materialised very quickly, but is something that we just absolutely could not turn our back on.
Reaction from Joe Weston, who's the chair of the Australian Netball Players Association, is online at the Netball Show. Fox Netball spoke to Nat Medhurst to get her reaction on the decision.
You know, as a player, that's what you go into at the start of the season, is to try and get that final position or that top position on the ladder, with putting yourself in a great chance to then obviously host the major semi, and then you are in a position to host the grand final. And that has now all been taken away from the Melbourne Vixens, who were in a very strong position to host the grand final should they win. But then you can also look at it, well, West Coast Fever may not actually make the grand final at all. We could see potentially the Melbourne Vixens and, who knows, Queensland Firebirds, and having to travel all the way across to Perth to play in that grand final. And, you know, we obviously know in football, grand finals are always held at the MCG, but that decision is made well in advance. Clubs know what they're being dealt with. So it's going to be a lot for clubs to handle. And I think as well, what hasn't come into this conversation is the West Coast Fever players. I think they've had to deal with a lot over the last couple of years. There's been salary cap breaches and now this one. And I think a huge amount of unfair pressure and commentary has now been landed on their shoulders in a decision that obviously wasn't theirs.
Right, back to all things happy, if you don't mind. Semi-finals tonight, Thunder and Bath at 6:30, Lightning and Pulse at 8:00. And there's a great day ahead at the Copper Box on Sunday. Tickets might still be available if you click online englandnetball.co.uk/tickets.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.